Okay, it's on. Microphone is plugged in. The light is red.
All right, now I say something. I am Joan Newman, and I am with my partner, Anita, who today is 100 years old.
And we're sitting here side by side. Well, first of all, I woke up this morning and I was glad when I saw you open your eyes. And every morning we both always check to see if we're still breathing before we get out of bed.
Yes, yes.
But getting up this morning and seeing what's going on in the world, it's very sad. But we have adjusted to it, and we're really following all the rules just the way you're supposed to.
Yeah, and we're told to stay in the apartment and are not supposed to go around and mingle with the others.
And personally, I didn't think anything special was going to happen on my birthday. But then, all of a sudden, I see, about 30 people on the screen. I heard the word Zoom, and we had a party. Of course, there wasn't anybody here, but it was so real. I felt like I could hug and kiss them. That's how close they were. So now I'm all smiles and feel much happier about my birthday, even though there were a lot of bad things going on in the world. I've never seen anything like this before in my entire life. But Joe, what was the first thing you remember about the 1918 flu?
Strangely, the way I remember it is I remember the neighborhood. And the house maybe 100 yards across the street from us was a family we knew. And one of that family was about my age. And I remember that he died because of the flu. Of course, as a kid, 5 years old, death didn't mean that much to me, except that he was now missing. I also remember public health putting signs on the door of the family. The family with the disease was quarantined.
I don't remember except what my mother told me when I got older. And she said there was so much death. She was in her early 20s, and she would go out into the streets and help people that were just dropping. They were just lying there on the streets. But she never got it. How would you compare what was going on then to what is happening now?
You can't compare it because at that time, very few people had radios. Nobody had a television set. Many of them didn't even have papers. And so the only way you got information was neighbors talking to each other. As far as this coronavirus, I take a philosophical view. It's another event. It's another problem. Over 107 years, I've faced other problems. Living is a problem. You do what you need to do to handle the problem that's in front of you at this moment. And this moment, it's a virus which, unfortunately, we don't understand too much about, especially the fact that it's supposed to affect the elderly more than those younger. And, well, you have to remember, I'm a little bit older than you are. And being my age, it's hard to say this, but you have days when you would almost welcome death because you figure, you've been here long enough. So be it. What's your reaction?
Well, about 2 weeks before we were told that we had to stay in our apartments, I had gotten a cold, and I was really scared that this was happening to me. Fortunately, it was just a mild cold, but I was getting anxious because I wanted to reach 100. All of a sudden, it became very important to me. And all of a sudden, I didn't want to die.
You know, this is new to me. You've always indicated to me that you had no fear.
You know, the reason why I don't want to die is because I like being around you. I like being in this relationship, and I really don't want it to stop.
Well, that's the best thing I've heard in the last 2 hours.
But do you love me?
Do I? Do I love you? I think so. I think so. In spite of our age, in spite of the fact that together we're 207, you know, the years that we can look forward to, whatever they be, whether they be many or few, and even if they're just days, you know, to look forward to them and then hope for another one.
Isn't that beautiful? I think we've been reminiscing enough, and I think it's time for our lap.
All right.